The two groups started with dueling rallies just beneath the golden dome of the state capitol. First up was former gubernatorial candidate and head of the conservative Family Leader, Bob Vanderplaats, who is urging a no vote on Wiggins.
So we're going to go on this bus tour all across Iowa, 17 cities, 1,300 miles, and we're going to give out our message. And we know the Bar Association is going to do the chicken thing, and they're going to follow us around. Because they don't have what it takes to develop their own tour.
But Des Moines lawyer Guy Cook says, really, they're just trailing around Vanderplaats to try and correct the record.
And what we're trying to do is really be a truth squad to get the truth out when misstatements are made about the court ruling, about our judicial system.
Misstatements, he says, like when Vanderplaats describes the Bar Association's ranking of Justice Wiggins.
What they said in that scoring instrument is Judge Wiggins is arrogant. He's confrontational. He's not all that bright. And above all, he's lazy.
But Cook says that's just flat out not true. Wiggins got a 63% approval rating from the Bar Association members. And Cook says that's an overwhelming majority. But Vanderplaats says Wiggins needs to go because he's an activist judge. Former Republican Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania agrees.
The irony of a group of judges taking the one bulwark of freedom, the Constitution, to use it to destroy the second bulwark of freedom, virtue, is truly a corrupt act.
Santorum accuses the judges of legislating from the bench.
Seven individuals decide to change the entire fabric of the state of Iowa, the entire moral fabric of the state of Iowa, by changing the law. They instituted a new law, which is what they're supposed to do up here at the Capitol building, not over there at the Supreme Court.
But lawyer Guy Cook says that's just wrong. In fact, it's looking at it backward.
The court imposed nothing but the Constitution, the Equal Protection Clause, finding that the legislation that came before them was unconstitutional.
As for the claim that the court was activist, Cook points to the unanimous ruling by the seven justices.
Judges appointed by Branstad, judges appointed by Vilsack and Culver, all agreed this legislation was unconstitutional.
But Wiggins' retention won't be decided by constitutional scholars. It will be decided by voters, like Jackie Wood of Des Moines.
What brought me out here is to see that liberty stands, that the people of this nation have the right to speak forth what they want in this nation, and that we're not going to be ruled and lorded over by people that we don't necessarily agree with.
John Sellers says just because you don't agree with something doesn't make it unconstitutional. But he would agree that that is what's motivating people.
I think that it's a lot of people who just simply didn't like a decision that are out to make a point and maybe get revenge or kind of a vengeful idea, I think.
Sellers admits it is also personal for him. Because of the ruling, he was able to marry his partner. At the Statehouse, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.